such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. The peace of Christ be with you, brothers and sisters. Again, I'm Jeff Hammond, broadcasting from the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, the Mother Church of Polonia in Chicago, and welcome to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour of prayer, dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus on First Fridays. And it's December 1st, a new month, and we are in preparation for Advent, which starts this Sunday, which is our preparation for the great feast of Christmas. And so these few days between now and Sunday is a time when we can start making our plans about how we're going to spend this Advent to make it holy and prepare for welcoming Christ into our hearts in a special way. And that's what we're going to be talking about today during our hour together. And let us begin in name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're going to honor Our Lady now with the Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. And let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, your Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Angelus, which is prayed traditionally at 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m., and you might want to consider adding that to your daily routine as well, if you don't already, to honor Our Lady and to honor the incarnation, the coming of Christ into the world. And that's what we are getting ready for in Advent. And it's a really a special time, a sacred time, where we can begin again. We come broken. We come with challenges. We come with hopes and dreams. Certainly, we do many things that are pleasing to God, but there are things that we do that are not. And so I always like to think of Advent as a time of a period of discernment, a period of cleansing, of cleaning house, as it were, to welcome the King of the universe into our hearts. And we'll be meditating on that in a little bit, too, through the Ignatian contemplation method, which was suggested by St. Ignatius in the Spiritual Exercises. We'll actually be journeying to Bethlehem and seeing what takes place, letting God surprise us. Now we will be praying our morning offering. And the morning offering is a prayer of self-dedication to the Lord and can be done at any time. And it's championed by the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, the Apostleship of Prayer. And so for this month, our intention, by the way, is for the elderly, that the elderly, sustained by families and Christian communities, may apply their wisdom and experience to spreading the faith and forming the new generation. And so let us pray especially for the elderly, in gratitude for them, for their wisdom, for their sacrifice, for all they do to enrich the lives of so many. But also let us pray that the elderly may respond in kind to sharing the gifts that have been given to them by God with the next generation. And I think especially of my son, who's 3, and how much he loves his grandparents. And even if, he just, when he hears their voice on the phone or over Skype, he just is so thrilled. And he also has those that are elders that are not grandparents per se, but are in his life and provide guidance. And so what I would encourage is that those of you who maybe are not de facto grandparents, that you might consider becoming a mentor in children's lives, the lives of young people, because you will make a difference if you choose to show up and to participate. And that doesn't mean going to heroic lengths. It just means being yourself, sharing what the Lord has given to you with others, and being open to his invitation in the moment. So let us pray our offering to the Lord. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in thanksgiving for your favors, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all apostles of prayer, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. And so, again, we're praying for the elderly, that they may be blessed and that they may be open to sharing what they've been given with others as well. And now we are going to be dedicating ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. First Fridays, again, is a special time set aside when we come to the Lord and ask for forgiveness, make reparation, but we also consecrate ourselves to him. And so this is a prayer that Margaret Mary Alacoque, the apostle of the Sacred Heart, was given by Jesus. And I wanted to share especially that some of the graces promised by Christ to those who consecrate themselves to his most Sacred Heart include the graces necessary in their state of life, abundant blessing and comfort, and peace in their homes. Peace in their homes, Don't we all want that? Those who receive Holy Communion on 9 consecutive First Fridays will be given the grace of final perseverance and will find a safe refuge in the Sacred Heart at the moment of death. So the 9 consecutive First Fridays is a practice which many undertake, and it requires discipline. And so you might want to jump in today. Come down to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy. We have a holy hour of reparation and adoration tonight from 6 to 7 before the 7 p.m. Mass, where we will be praying the rosary, we'll be contemplating Sunday's gospel coming up. We will be examining our consciousness. We will be praying for the needs of the world and making reparation to the King of the universe, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And there will be confessions available as well. And so if you need to avail yourself of that, please, please do. And again, it's from 6 to 7 tonight at St. Stan's. If you can't make it down, go to your local parish tonight and worthily receive the Lord and the Eucharist, and then make a plan that for 9 consecutive First Fridays, you're going to set aside that day to honor the Sacred Heart. And again, it's essentially, it's about making the space, the time for God to meet us in our lives. He's there all the time, but we are so distracted often. And so let us pray now our act of consecration. To the Sacred Heart, our Lord Jesus Christ, I give myself and I consecrate my person and life, my actions, pains, and suffering, so that I may be unwilling to make use of all part of my being other than to honor, love, and glorify the Sacred Heart. This is my unchanging purpose, namely to be all His and to do all things for the love of Him, at the same time renouncing with all my heart whatever is displeasing to Him. I therefore take you, O Sacred Heart, to be the only object of my love, the guardian of my life, my assurance of salvation, the remedy of my weakness and inconsistency, the atonement for all the faults of my life, and my sure refuge at the hour of death. Be then, O Heart of goodness, in my justification before God the Father, and turn away from me the strokes of His righteous anger. O Heart of love, I put all my confidence in you, for I fear everything from my own wickedness and frailty, but I hope for all things from your goodness and bounty. Remove from me all that can displease you or resist your holy will. Let your pure love imprint your image so deeply upon my heart that I shall never be able to forget you or be separated from you. May I obtain from your loving kindness the grace of having my name written in your heart. For in you I desire to place all my happiness and glory, living and dying in bondage to you. Father, we honor the heart of your Son, broken by our cruelty, yet symbol of love's triumph, pledge of all that we are called to be. Teach us to see Christ in the lives we touch and to offer Him living worship by love-filled service to our brothers and sisters. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And when we come back, we'll pray the Litany of the Sacred Heart. Again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Winds of Change invites you to Our Lady of Guadalupe celebration on Sunday, December 10th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka Church, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. Then, on Tuesday, December 12th, on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, starting early at 5 a.m., Mañanitas, the serenading of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Then, at 7 p.m., there will be a special Mass in honor of the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Following the Mass, the celebration will continue in the St. Stanislaus Kostka School Gym at 1255 North Noble Street. There will be a folklore and Aztec dance presentation, as well as the presentation of the story of the apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And of course, there'll be food for sale. Tamales, pozole, sopes, Mexican-style hot chocolate, and much, much more. The funds raised will benefit St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. That's Saturday, December 10th. St. Stan's is located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. Join in our celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Welcome to a St. Nicholas Minute. When did St. Nicholas begin delivering gifts on Christmas Eve? Well, sadly, by the end of the 18th century and the first part of the 19th century, people more and more forgot why we celebrate Christmas. So one day some folks invited me to deliver gifts on Christmas Eve instead of St. Nicholas Eve in early December. You can imagine my joy, the birthday of Jesus, what an honor! But it was then that they took away my bishop's vestments and dressed me like an elf. Talk about an extreme makeover! That's why on Christmas Eve of 1822, Dr. Clement Moore wrote down what he saw. He said he saw a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Why, you ask, did he have doubts in his mind whether it was St. Nicholas or not? Well, he knew I was a bishop. He was shocked to see me dressed like an elf. But no matter how I'm dressed, my spirit is still the same. I'm filled with the joy that flows from the Christmas proclamation, Christ is born. Glorify him.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the Rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, Adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, two blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back, pilgrims, to Cor Ad Cor, loquitur, heart speaks to heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And Jesus is the reason of the for the season. You've heard it said, right? He's the reason for the season. As we get ready for Advent, shortly, coming up on Sunday, our first Sunday of Advent, at the church, if you haven't been for a while, it's a great way to draw close again to the Lord in a special way. So he's the reason for the season, and it's important to keep that front and center. There's a lot of other great traditions that we have, gift giving and the holly and the ivy and the carols and all that. But the carols are about Christ coming into the world, the Savior coming into the world such as it is, and he continues to come. So he meets you, he meets me, right where we're at. He meets us right where we're at, and that's just fine. But he doesn't leave us there. Many feel that they're unworthy, and truly, we all are unworthy of the Lord. But he gives himself to us, and we have to accept him into our lives, and we have to be willing to change. Because if you say, let it be done unto me according to thy word, as our Blessed Mother has done, and you say that with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, he is going to come on in and he is going to change you for the better. And at this point, we are going to honor the soul of Christ with the Anima Christi. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malignant enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to thee, that with thy saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen. Lord is inviting us to come into his wounds, into his side, into his very sacred heart. Within thy wounds hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. Do you truly mean that when you've just prayed this? Suffer me not to be separated from thee. Do you really want Christ to incorporate you into him, to become part of the mystical body, to become part of this great mystery? I do, and that's why I dedicate First Fridays to the Sacred Heart, and I hope that's what you will choose to do as well. Many of you do this already, but it is a powerful way of being very conscious and concrete about the fact that we are utterly dependent upon the Lord, and he is willing to come in and carry us, you know, in our brokenness, to heal us. And, you know, you heard at the break that there's an opportunity tomorrow night for adoration, for healing, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, and for the Mass. So the Lord might be inviting you to come to that here at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy, St. Stan's. And about the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, it isn't reserved for people who are imminently facing death. In the past, that's when it was administered. Now, that is not the case. Someone who is sick in mind, body, or spirit can receive the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And if you have a question about that, about whether you're sick enough, right, because that goes through people's minds, talk to your priest about that. Come on. But I would say, if the Lord is inviting you and you are suffering with a chronic condition, you're suffering from depression, maybe all sorts of things that would quote unquote qualify. But again, talk to the priest about it. Come and receive it. That's why it's here. Christ is available for us so that he can heal us, and so that would be a wonderful way to start Advent. Now, brothers and sisters, we will be giving praise to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus by praying the Litany of the Sacred Heart, which is a series of prayers. And according to tradition, the Litany of the Sacred Heart, which was approved in 1899 for public recitation, originated at Marseille in France, where devotion to the Sacred Heart became very popular during the early 18th century. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. Christ, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mother, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, one with the Eternal Word, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, infinite in majesty, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, holy temple of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, aflame with the love for us, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of justice and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, wellspring of all virtue, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, worthy of all praise, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, treasure house of wisdom and knowledge, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom there dwells the fullness of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father is well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, from whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting hills, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, patient and full of mercy, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, generous to all who turn to you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, atonement for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with insults, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, broken for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, obedient even to death, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, pierced by a lance, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, victim for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, salvation of all who trust in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, hope of all who die in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. And let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the gifts of love we have received from the heart of Jesus, your Son. Open our hearts to share his life and continue to bless us with his love. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. I mentioned that we are going to be preparing for the Lord coming into our lives at Advent. At Christmas, but Advent is the time of preparation for that. And that's the season the church has designated preparing for the Lord to come into our lives in a new way. And so we are going to be actually looking at an Advent examination of conscience when we come back. And remember, that's a prayer that St. Ignatius recommended, where we look at the Lord, how he's journeying with us, how we're journeying with him, and kind of a snapshot of where we're at. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be praying a very special Advent examine. And I know you'll want to look forward to that in just a moment. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Winds of Change invites you to Our Lady of Guadalupe celebration on Sunday, December 10th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka Church, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. Then, on Tuesday, December 12th, on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, starting early at 5 a.m., Mañanitas, the serenading of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Then, at 7 p.m., there will be a special Mass in honor of the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Following the Mass, the celebration will continue in the St. Stanislaus Kostka School Gym at 1255 North Noble Street. There will be a folklore and Aztec dance presentation, as well as the presentation of the story of the apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And, of course, there'll be food for sale. Tamales, pozole, sopes, Mexican-style hot chocolate, and much, much more. The funds raised will benefit St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. That's Saturday, December 10th. St. Stan's is located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. Join in our celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
I'm Father Thomas Loya, and I'm inviting you to Christmas on the Prairie. Come and hear the story of the real St. Nicholas and take a ride with him in his own horse-drawn carriage.
Saturday evening, December 2nd, from 2 to 6 p.m., an indoor and outdoor family event. Experience the beauty of a Byzantine church, and homemade Christmas bake sale items are available. Christmas on the Prairie at Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church, 14610 Wilcook Road in Homer Glen, Illinois. Saturday, December 2nd, from 2 to 6 p.m.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. And welcome back to Core Ad Core Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour of prayer dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And now we are going to be praying the Ignatian Examen of Consciousness. And the daily examen is a prayer of reflection and commitment through which St. Ignatius of Loyola taught us to recognize God in our daily life. It is meant to be a practical tool to help remove the false boundary between prayer and everyday living. It's a way of reflecting with gratitude on the events and feelings of our day. And it takes about 15 minutes and helps us become more deeply aware of God's presence, of the urging and actions of God's Spirit, and to discern how we are called to respond. It is a review of the last 24 hours. In times of stress, it can be helpful to pray the examen twice a day. Jesuits pray it twice a day. And, you know, Ignatius and periods of turmoil would pray it every hour. So consider doing that as well if need be. It's a great resource. So this is our examen, and this is going to be our very special Advent examen. I quiet my mind and my heart for prayer. Lord, I believe at this moment I am in your presence, and you love me. Come, Holy Spirit. During this time of Advent, let us reflect on what we can do to prepare for the Lord. Invite the Holy Spirit to help you see the day as the newborn baby Jesus sees it. What joy have you found today? Where have you felt God's love? What have you done today to prepare the way for Jesus being born into this world for you? Now think about your day as if looking at it through the eyes of a child. What do you see? Did something surprise you? Was it something someone said to you, or something you are grateful for? What did you recognize as gifts? The Magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the Lord. What did you recognize as gifts?
What did you bring to the Lord? And thank God for the gifts He has given you today. Take a moment to reflect on the times today when God was especially present to you. Recognize your feelings in those moments. How did you prepare your heart for God's presence in the coming of Jesus? Where did you feel God's loving arms wrapped around you, the way Jesus felt Mary's? How did you prepare yourself to experience God's love, forgiveness, and hope? Now take a moment to think about the time or times when God seemed to be hidden. Where did you struggle to see the Messiah in your life? The way some failed to recognize the birth of the Messiah when Jesus was born. When may have you seen the need for love and didn't recognize it, or the opportunity for forgiveness and you walked away? How was your heart prepared? Ask God to forgive you for anything that moved your heart away from God, and recognize the birth of Jesus in you, and ask God to help you to open your heart and to become the person that God created you to be. Finally, prepare for the hope of Jesus Christ in your life. Think about what you are hopeful for, what you are looking forward to during Advent and the Christmas season. Is your hope like that of a child on Christmas morning? What gifts will you share to be hope for somebody else? Ask God to bless all in your life as you prepare the way of the Lord, and ask God to be with you today and every day. Thank you, Lord. It's always important to say thank you to God for the ways that He touches us, the way that He provides for us. And just now He spoke to you in your heart. and you drew near to him, and there was intimacy. And so that's known only between you and the Lord, what happened, what was communicated, what's he inspired you to do, what gifts you're going to share with somebody else. Be grateful for that. And at the end of our examine, now let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The daily examine, a powerful prayer of reflection and commitment, and a way to recognize God in our daily life. And you can adapt it to your needs. So, for instance, I know of many people who are facing great crises now. There's great turmoil in their lives. Certainly, we read the headlines and see the news of war and famine. We need peace in our lives. So let's pray for that now. And I'm conscious of the fact that tonight, when I pray my examine again, it will be about a particular examine of inviting peace into my life. And so you might want to consider doing something like that as well as we prepare for Advent, to pray for peace in a special way. And so let us pray for all of those that are sick in mind, body, or spirit, and in a special way we pray for our pastor as well, Father Anthony. For those that are sick, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray for peace in the world, for those, peace in our hearts and our homes, peace in all of creation. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And let us pray for our beloved dead, that they may rest in the peace of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer, and let us pray for those who grieve, that the Lord may comfort them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And let us pray for those that are suffering during this time. They might be homeless. They might be without food. They may be without loved ones, actually. That we pray that their needs may be met, and that when we heed the call to service, that we would follow where the Lord leads, that we might alleviate their suffering as well. When we hear the invitation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about contemplating the incarnation and the way that the Trinity looks down from heaven on us all. So we're going to do that when we come back from the break. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change.
on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule, work, or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour of prayer dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And we had just prayed a special Advent examen, and now we're going to be contemplating the Incarnation. And this is actually a first part of a meditation. And these resources can be found on IgnatianSpirituality.com, which has so many wonderful things that you might find helpful. So I invite you to consider checking that out, IgnatianSpirituality.com. And the Contemplation of the Incarnation, this is by Daniel Ruff of the Society of Jesus. And Ignatius in these spiritual exercises invited the retreatants, the exercitants, to enter into a biblical scene and really see themselves in what is taking place, and to be very detailed about that, and to allow the scene to come alive and for the Lord to reach out to us in that scene. So with that in mind, the lion's share of the spiritual exercises is given over to contemplation or imaginative prayer from the gospel, from the life of Jesus. And this prayer, though, is actually from the imagination of Saint Ignatius, and we're actually going to be looking at how does God, the Trinity, look down from heaven on us? Okay, so the first part of this meditation, and you can find the rest of it, you know, again on the website IgnatianSpirituality.com, is about the Lord inviting us to consider how God views us, and allowing the Spirit to guide the person praying in asking to imagine the triune God before the moment of Jesus's conception. Okay, so looking upon our world, men and women being born and being laid to rest, some getting married and others getting divorced, the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the happy and the sad, so many people aimless, despairing, hateful, and killing, so many undernourished, sick and dying, so many struggling with life and blind to any meaning. With God, I can hear people laughing and crying, some shouting and screaming. Some are praying. If you try this at home, and I encourage you to do this Advent season, try to pay attention to the Trinity's effective response to this complicated, messy mass of humanity, and pay attention to your own feelings as well. If you pretend in your imagination to be back in the time before Jesus is coming, how do you feel looking down from where God sits at the mixed, complicated messiness of the unredeemed human condition? What would you respond? would you respond as the Trinity did? And what did the Trinity do? The Trinity so loved the world that Christ came in to the world as the Savior of us all. Then let the miracle of divine love unfold in your mind's eye. The leap of divine joy. God knows that the time has come when the mystery of salvation, hidden from the beginning of the world, will shine into human darkness and confusion. It is as if I can hear the divine person saying, "Let us work the redemption of the whole human race. Let us respond to the groaning of all creation." The Trinity's response, O wonder of wonders, is to incarnate, to make flesh the divine word, the second person. God the Son will take human flesh as Jesus of Nazareth and become Emmanuel. We sing, O come, Emmanuel, as the carol. So we are welcoming Emmanuel, God with us. The Trinity's plan is the mystery of the incarnation, the very reason for Advent and Christmas, right? Those two seasons. And so maybe for 15 or 20 minutes this week, give this prayer exercise a try. Walk imaginatively in God's shoes for a while so that and see what it does for your heart and your spirit. And fall in love with God and Jesus and feel free to discuss what you are seeing and feeling in prayer with God, with any or all of the three persons. Maybe thank Jesus Christ for his willingness to become human. And so this is crucial, the idea of having a colloquy, a conversation with the Lord in prayer, and sharing what is coming up in your intimate life with him, to actually bring that to him in words. Because often we feel that we are unworthy to do that. And again, we've said, yes, we are a creature and God is God, but we have been invited to become sons of God, right, through our baptism. So come to the Lord and share what is rising up in your prayer. It's a conversation. That's what prayer is. And by the way, on first Friday tonight, we are having that hour of adoration to the Sacred Heart, and we'd invite you to come to that, 6 to 7. And then also next Saturday, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 9th, we're having a workshop on prayer, which we will be looking at, actually meditating on the Nativity, and so actually entering into that scene and adoring the Lord as the Magi did, and that's what we've done this hour, brothers and sisters. We've come to the Lord as the Magi did. We followed the star of hope, and now we've come to the creche and we bring gifts. And so as Advent starts, you know, consider what gifts you are bringing and to the Lord and to his people. What do you want to share? And consider also a plan of prayer. So maybe it is going to Mass on a daily basis. Maybe it's coming to services that we have, like La Maninitas, right, to honor Guadalupe. Her feast is on the 12th of December. So make some plans. That would be important. And then also, you know, keep focused on what the reason for the season is, which is Christ coming into the world. And he comes into the world because he loves us. And he is... He takes us as we are, and that's so important because we might feel that we are not important, that our problems are not of interest to him, and that is the furthest from the truth. The Lord loves us dearly. We are his dearly beloved sons and daughters. He loves us so much that he gave his life for us. And, you know, that's always keep that front and center, that there is, that is part of the whole plan here. And all we have to do is say, let it be done unto me according to thy word, right? Remember, Our Lady had to say yes before the incarnation could happen. And she chose to do so. And we're invited to say yes to the Lord, inviting him into our lives, into our hearts. And although there might be so many challenges going on around us, so many things beyond our control even, right? We need to keep our eyes on the star, because that will lead us to him. And at this point, we are going to pray our prayer of self-dedication to the Lord, the Suchipe, which is in the spiritual exercises at the end. And it's, take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and call my own. You have given it to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. And let us, in this, as we prepare to conclude our hour together, pray an act of reparation to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus for all the times we have said no to him, all the times that we have rejected his love. And you might be conscious of that in a more focused way after this hour, the times of your life that the parts of your life that you need to be healed in. And so let's do that now as we pray. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. I detest all my sins because of the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because I have offended you, my God, who are all good and deserving of my love. I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And that's something you might want to also do, is to incorporate, you know, acts of reparation, of making amends to the Lord for times when you failed. And so, you know, Sacred Heart of Jesus, pray for us. We make amends to you for all the times we have rejected you. And we choose you to be the King and the center of our hearts. And so it's been an honor to pray with you today. And we look forward to seeing you next time on Cor Ad Cor Loquitur. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see?